This week, a U.S. military tribunal in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, formally charged four suspected al-Qaeda fighters held in detention there. Among the four is 29-year-old David Hicks, an Australian who was captured in Afghanistan in 2001. Hicks' father, Terry, traveled to Cuba for an emotional reunion with his son, the first time they'd seen each other in 5 years. It was part of a larger personal journey Terry Hicks has undertaken to try to understand how things went so wrong for his son. Terry Hicks spoke with us after David's military hearing.
He looks very good. It's the first time I've seen him in a suit. And he looks well, but when I spoke to David, he couldn't understand why he'd been charged with all his attempted murder, and David did say, he said, I've never tried to murder anyone.
David Hicks pleaded not guilty to charges of attempted murder, conspiring to commit war crimes, and aiding the enemy. In a 40-minute meeting after the hearing, David also told his father he'd been mistreated.
He was abused in Afghanistan, 10 hours, beatings. He said he was blindfolded and shackled, but the voices were Americans. And then back here in Guantanamo Bay, it went from the physical side of asking questions to the stress and duress side of it. You know, he was locked up in a small cage. He was put under different stresses of strobing lights, loud music, which is probably more mental torture than physical torture.
A United States inquiry into his treatment in Guantanamo Bay has found that he was not mistreated there.
But that inquiry was done by the military. I'm a believer that if you're going to have an inquiry, it has to be an impartial inquiry.
Terry Hicks feels passionately that his son is innocent and worries he will not get a fair trial. David Hicks has been described as an Australian cowboy, an adventurous high school dropout who skinned kangaroos, competed in rodeos, and trained racehorses in Japan. His father says he also has a humanitarian streak. He joined the Kosovo Liberation Army for 6 weeks in the late 90s to help protect the Kosovars against Serb attacks. Terry Hicks says that's when things seemed to change for David.
When he came home, he was looking for something. He was lost. He went to Christian churches, couldn't get anything out of that, so he decided to go to the Islamic mosques. He had made friends in Kosovo with Muslims. He took a great interest in the religion and the culture, and he went from Australia to Pakistan, attended the madrasas over there, which are the Islamic colleges where they do all their learnings.
And that led David to Afghanistan, where he was eventually captured by the Northern Alliance and turned over to the U.S. After David was moved to Guantanamo Bay, Terry Hicks decided he needed to know more, so he set out to retrace David's journeys in Pakistan and Afghanistan. A camera crew came along and produced a documentary for the Sundance Channel called The President versus David Hicks.
David probably could have been in a training camp such as this one.
Maybe mines in this area.
In a baseball cap and khakis, bearing a photograph of his son, Terry Hicks treks to places that have been bombed by American planes, and he tracks down acquaintances. He even finds the man who, for a time, was in the cell block next to David's at Guantanamo Bay.
Assalamu alaikum. Good day, mate.
But the most revealing parts, woven throughout the documentary, are David's letters home, read by an actor.
Quetta, Pakistan, 14th of February 2000. Dear family, I hope you all are all right. I got accepted into Afghanistan. I leave within 4 days. I am now officially a Taliban member. I will spend 1 month in the madrasa, then 1 month in the front lines getting experience. So 1 month learning, then 1 month fighting, and then keep on changing. I remember you saying two things you don't talk about, religion and politics, so I won't bore you any longer. Makes writing to you difficult. Love, David.
The letters reveal David Hicks' indoctrination into an extremist worldview.
Kandahar, 10th of August 2000. Dear father, here in Afghanistan they have 2 years of training under the Arabs. from being a frontline soldier to intelligence work, spy work, and it's on a professional level. They also teach you politics, so basically it's a center for causing an Islamic revolution, and they give the training to practically apply it.
That's a grenade.
If this thinking and training spread throughout the Muslim world, the Western Jewish domination is finished. So we live under Muslim rule again, true Islam.
Gives you a funny sense, knowing that this place was just utterly destroyed.
I asked Terry Hicks if people thought he was crazy to follow his son's footsteps in such a dangerous part of the world.
I've had quite a few comments after we'd come back, particularly once the documentary went to the television in Australia. It's now running with the theatres at the moment in most capital cities in Australia, and something I never even stopped to think about. I mean, I was there trying to find out or make sense of what David had been doing. The Australian government had gone on a terrible demonising exercise in the early time. It was quite distressing to us. It was something that we eventually had to do, was to try and find out, which meant I had to leave Australia the first time in my life. I've never been overseas before. And I suppose it was a strange country to start with.
David Hicks remains in the U.S. military camp at Guantanamo Bay and faces up to life in prison if convicted. Terry Hicks says he'll return to Guantanamo in January when his son's trial is set to begin. Mr. Hicks, did he indicate at all that he regretted some things he'd done? Did he say, "Dad, I'm so sorry," or what was his attitude about everything that's happening?
David did say he was sorry for the situation that he put us in. My answer to him was that never be sorry about anything that you'd believed in, and he was happy with that.
To see a photo of Terry Hicks in Afghanistan and to learn more about the documentary on the Hicks family, go to our website at npr.org.